For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump speaking to reporters as he appeared to say Russia is no longer trying to meddle in U.S. elections, which contradicts his intelligence chiefs.
Is Russia still targeting the U.S.?
The president went on to say more about being tough on Russia. At her White House briefing, though, Press Secretary Sarah Sanders saying no, the president's use of the word no was not a response to the question, but...
The president said thank you very much and was saying no to answering questions. The president and his administration are working very hard to make sure that Russia is unable to meddle in our elections, as they have done in the past and as we have stated.
Intelligence officials argue Moscow is currently trying to meddle in the upcoming midterms. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go. Or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
Suspected shark attacks led to the closure of some New York Long Island beaches after a 12- and 13-year-old were bitten off Fire Island. Head lifeguard Craig Amarando says emergency responders made a startling discovery in treating one of the victims.
Not only was it a shark bite, but they found one of the teeth still inside the boy. So the boy was very brave. He was alert the whole time. He was scared, of course.
Board has announced it's recalling almost 500,000 fusions and escapes. WWJ's Jeff Gilbert explains why.
These vehicles can appear to be in park when they actually aren't. Ford says that could lead to unintended vehicle movement. No injuries or accidents have been reported, but the company says owners of the 13 to 16 model year Fusions and Escapes should be sure to have their parking brakes set as a backup.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's Liberty. HealthShare.org.
A Senate Republican has authorized a measure that tries to curb continued Russian meddling in U.S. elections. And USA's Chris Barnes has details.
Senator Marco Rubio of Florida is calling on Congress to send a message to Russia's President Vladimir Putin by passing his bipartisan measure called DETER. That stands for Defending Elections from Threats by Establishing Red Lines. Calling it a clear warning to Russia, Rubio says the DETER Act lists sanctions that will go into effect immediately if it is determined that Russia is once again interfering in U.S. elections. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The air quality is not so good in national parks. Jennifer King has more.
A new study found visitors are steering clear of some national parks or cutting their visits short because pollution levels are comparable to what's found in major cities. That's according to a new study by researchers at Iowa State and Cornell University. They looked at two decades of data on ozone pollution. Ozone's the main ingredient in smog. It limits visibility and can cause respiratory problems. The study found visitor numbers dropped by almost 2% when ozone levels went up even slightly, and by at least 8% on months when there were three or more days of high ozone levels compared to normal visitation numbers. Study authors say air quality warnings issued by government agencies may be causing those temporary drops in visitation. The researchers found that many national parks have pollution levels that are similar to New York or Los Angeles.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.